those two donations to make up the matching funds from Kim. And that was done.
You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
That was done way under the time, so thank you so much.
It was. That got in early, and I'm waiting for Alan, but they didn't send the call through, so I'm not sure how to answer that until they send it to us. All right, so we're going to go to a song. We'll be back in just a moment, see if we can get the connection put together for Alan. And this is Maverick City Music.
Than I am right now.
Great song. Holding you up. Great worship team.
So there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Going through a storm, but I won't go.
So clear what it's all about.
So stay by my side when the sun goes down. Don't wanna forget how I feel right now.
Jireh,
Jireh, you are enough.
I know that you are.
Jireh,
you
are enough.
have some darkness.
All right, and we're going to transition a little bit here at this time because we're going to bring in our guest, Alan Love, who, I have a problem calling you a guest. I'm just going to call you a brother and family and all of that good stuff. Welcome, Alan Love, to WCNO.
Well, thank you very much. And as I said yesterday, today I'm celebrating 15 and a half years of being a part of WCNO.
Awesome.
And that is what I'm going to talk about today, because I've been talking about the media all week and how the Bible relates to it and how we relate to the media and vice versa. What I am going to say, so I can explain why, is I will not be joining you next week on Prayer and Share. And the reason is that I have spent 15 and a half wonderful years, thanks to Tom Creighton and his team and Jonathan and his team, sharing with you life experiences that I've had, that you've had. I understand that WCNO has added a new intern to the team, and that's just wonderful. But I've been praying about it, and when you have an opportunity to be in radio, it's an awesome responsibility. And what I mean by that is you have a responsibility to put forth your best on the air, because of the fact that now with the internet that can reach and influence people all over the world, radio will never go out of existence, because radio will always have that local community flavor. And that is the main reason why I have been praying with the Lord about this. The fact that I'm 3,500 miles away from you, yeah, I can. I've been sharing things on a biblical basis, but the local flavor is lacking, and I think that's very important to have a local relationship with the Bible, with the Lord, and especially with the community. And that is what I'm lacking at this point. This does not mean, however, that I am giving up being a teammate of WCNO, because as Jonathan so kindly said yesterday, anytime I have something I want to say that I believe can add either something of knowledge or something of how the Bible has affected me or others, I will be able to join you. And I also will have the opportunity to join you when the team gets a little bit out of control, and I've spent 15 and a half years bringing the team back on focus sometimes. And,
yes, you have.
That's part of the fun of radio. And I think the biggest personal lesson I learned from being a part of Prayer and Share for 15 and a half years is, do not eat a bunch of chili the few days before Prayer and Share starts. You really have to be one of the veteran listeners. But
yes,
it was one time where the team reacted to something I said, and I didn't say it to even thinking it was humorous, but it took about 10 minutes of music to get the team back in focus. And I tried for a while to stay on the air, but I couldn't. After about 2 minutes, Tom cut my mic off. But that is part of why radio is so wonderful, because the people you work with, the friendships that you make, the experiences that you share, I know that even if I never said another word on WCNO, I am going to be a lifetime friend of the team, Karen, Jonathan, and David, and all of you. And the biggest thing that somebody that speaks through a mic to the millions of listeners that WCNO potentially has, the biggest thing on a personal basis is for me to thank you. Because if you didn't like what I was saying or doing, I would have been away from WCNO's mic many, many, many years ago. But the fact that I feel I have shared my heart and you've accepted it, and I call this a break. The Lord said, it's time for you to break. And what I'd like to see is I'd like to see somebody like me who loves radio, who loves the Lord, but has never had the opportunity to get behind the mic and share the Lord and learn from that, especially a younger person who, by being on WCNO during prayer and share and taking over my role, it could lead to an opportunity of a career. A career in radio is fantastic, and I know the team and Jonathan and Pastor Tom would certainly back me up on that. And who knows, if you start as an intern at WCNO and you spend some time doing things on the air on prayer and share and other things, who knows, someday you may be the general manager of WCNO. Amen. And that would be a real blessing. So for the last time in this prayer and share, let me tell you how to contact this wonderful station. Phone number 772-221-1100. Isn't nice of the Lord to help me to goof up the phone number the last time I'm giving it? It wasn't the Lord, the devil had its moments. Anyway, we have a website, WCNO.com, and you can text to WCNO 24365 to make a pledge or donation. Jonathan?
Well, Alan, I'm glad this is, it's not like a goodbye. It's just like you're opening up to make a little room, and you did meet Chelsea, didn't you, today?
I did indeed, and I wished her all the best, and it is so wonderful to know that WCNO is in preparation for things to come. You know, we have a lot of problems in this country. I talked about them, but the other side of the coin is I am extremely optimistic about the future of this country. I do not believe in any way that we are going to be one of the democracies that after 250 years is going to not be a democracy for much longer. And that, to me, is the important thing that I wanted to bring out this week, that we have a a responsibility as a community to treat each other well, to be able to talk to each other, to not criticize somebody that you disagree with, but find out why they say what they say, and they allow you to say what they say, and keep the channels open of communication. And that's what radio does. Radio wants different viewpoints. All media should have different viewpoints, and we should share them without vitriol, without hatred, but with God's love as the forefront of our communication.
Amen. Amen. Alan, I don't know if you caught it, but already, I know we're just in our first week and a lot is being unwrapped today, and it's going to continue as we move on into next week. But we had one guest that just sort of showed up at the door. He was listening, heard us talking about prayer and share, Louis Arsenault. And Louis was, he was brought into the kingdom in 1989. He ended up the other day thinking, I just really want to get over to WCNO because I want to share some of my story. And he shared how from 1990, in those early days of WCNO's beginning, over his journey with the Lord, he was a new believer, and how WCNO was one of those key instructional resources that equipped him. Today, he's a missionary that goes back and forth to Africa, and he was here sharing how all of the different programs, sometimes different perspectives, pushed him into the Word of God, and that was excellent. Then we had Kim Wojcicki on, and Kim is a longtime resident, going back many years. His family, actually, the Smiths, been here for many years, and so he remembers the early days in the 50s and 60s, and so we have had a rich remembrance of the past, and at the same time we have Chelsea here that's 13 years old. Chelsea here, you know, she is in the station these days, a few hours, different days, and she's an intern. And our first intern was Aiden, and Aiden is actually in Bible college in Colorado, and he is preparing for media ministry. And so, just as you said, God has used WCNO and is using WCNO in some small way to raise up a new generation. So, Alan, thank you for mentoring. Thank you for having vision for that. And thank you for keeping your phone open. We might just be calling because we never will not need your voice. We always need your voice.
Any time. And I just want to say, I did hear Louis and Kim's presentation. And that's really one of the things, what I mean about the local flavor. I don't have that anymore. And I think I had a lot to say in these 15 and a half years, but now you've heard it, and it's time for other people to have a local as well as a godlike and world perspective on events that are going to be happening for hopefully many, many more centuries in this wonderful country.
Amen. Well, Alan, I didn't live in, grandfather's house, but we did go visit on occasion. And so if you're feeling like you're a grandpa today to a lot of people here in South Florida, we want you to know that that you have huge value to us. And we thank God for our friendship, our relationship. And for sure, we just want that to continue to grow as God gives us life here to serve him.
Don't thank me. I thank all of the listeners, both who are with the Lord now and those who are listening now and will be bringing new listeners to WCNO in the future. God bless all of you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Alan. Amen. Blessings. Blessings. Have an awesome afternoon. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and that's Alan Love calling in from Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, yeah.
And he heard Louis, so he's been listening. So, Karen, you better behave. He is listening
he
in.
He hears everything.
He does hear everything. And what a great, great guy. I was so – I've always been, I guess, in a sense, in awe of Jewish people as they come to faith in Messiah. And that has always been such an impactful thing to me, because I know that's the will of God. And I know that our salvation comes through the Jewish nation. And so when I first met Alan, I thought, wow. And salvation, and he has such a great sense of humor and a lot of joking around, but yet a lot of seriousness, you know. And Alan was here during prayer and shares and shared. And so, Alan, we love you and thank God for you. Let's give the phone number out, Karen. We do have, we have some time still before we hit 6 o'clock, and we're believing God for some great advancement today.
That's right. That number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
All right, this next song's entitled The Real Jesus. Well, I'm glad that Jesus is real. He is for sure.
Show Jesus in a dream, looking all serene. Jesus on a steeple, Jesus in the gallop pose. Jesus has his very own brand of rock and roll. Watched him on the silver screen, bought the action figurine. Jesus is the only name. Jesus split the line at the turning point of time. Jesus sparked a controversy. Jesus, known for his mercy, gave gave a man his sight.
Oh, Jesus isn't white. Jesus loves the children, holds the lambs. Jesus prays a lot. Jesus has distinguishing marks.
And that was the song, The Real Jesus. And the question, could anybody show me the real Jesus, please? I believe the world sometimes are perhaps, the people of the world are perhaps asking that question. Is there anybody that can show me the real Jesus? I remember the day, it was in Mark. I wasn't there, but I've read it many times in Scripture, thought a lot about it, where a man with a son who was demon-possessed went on a trip. He was looking to find Jesus. Well, he found some of the disciples. He didn't find all of them, but he found most of them. And they were kind of bunched up together, and they were probably doing religious things, you know, not sure exactly what they were doing. They were kind of arguing with the crowd, you know, and they were endeavoring to see this man's son set free, but it just didn't happen. And then Jesus showed up. So what's all the racket about? Jesus had been up on the mountain with Peter, James, and John, the Mount of Transfiguration. And Jesus inquired as to what the problem was. And the man said, well, I was hoping to find you, but instead I found them. and they can't do what needs to be done. My son is bound by this demonic spirit. And Jesus, that's where we get that passage where if you believe, all things are possible to those who believe. And thank God Jesus set his son free. He was free at that time. And maybe that's where that song comes from. The question, people are in the search. Can anybody show me the real Jesus? And listen, if you're born again today, the real Jesus is inside of you. And he lives in us, and we live in him, and others will see Jesus in our lives. They do see Jesus in our lives. And could we be a little more bold? Could we be a little more visible? Yes, I believe we could. Are there times when people come looking for Jesus